Unit 10. Country Mouse or City Mouse? Reading. Previously, it was common for young people to leave rural districts and look for employment in the cities. Once they left, they tended not to return. The countryside offered little in the way of jobs, and the future of farming wasn't particularly appealing. Metropolitan populations grew, and rural populations dropped. But as the cities have grown crowded and rents have gone up, some younger singles and even families have been looking for a change of pace. Looking for a more appealing work-life balance, eliminating long commutes on crowded trains, and having more living space, they don't mind giving up the so-called advantages of the city. Online nomads can work anywhere as long as they have stable internet connections. Home delivery services enable them to order electronic equipment, office supplies, and other essentials, so they don't even need a car for transportation. Some of these new residents happily leave behind desk jobs and long hours to take up farming with the help of cooperative local residents. Enabling these would-be migrants are various NGOs in rural areas where depopulation is a problem. New residents give new life to communities with new skills. Some are interested in learning the new skills themselves, including basic farming skills and even forestry. Some local governments subsidize housing and childcare for newcomers. With patience and a show of respect on both sides, the immigrants from the city can benefit from their kind neighbors, and the long-term residents can benefit from new, younger neighbors. Both sides can clearly gain from the expansion of these local communities.